Good morning, everybody. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF here on this pleasant Monday morning. Right now, 75 degrees outside, so can't ask for much better temperatures right now. Joining me in studio, as promised, is Yvonne Hall from Coffeyville Community College. Good morning, Yvonne. How are you doing this morning?
Good morning. I'm doing really well. You're right. It is nice outside.
It is nice. And it's only going to get to around 93 today, so not too bad. If we can keep it around there, that's not too bad. Comparatively speaking, when you're talking about 100 degrees. Well, first of all, a lot of things going on here, and let's go ahead and start with the start dates for the school.
Absolutely. We have been evaluating our schedule and the current situations in the climate, and so we have made some changes to our schedule. Tech campuses will begin on August the 6th, and main campus courses will begin on August 11th. So students are required to wear a mask in high traffic areas and in the classrooms, and so we would are encouraging all students to bring a mask to campus. So,
like you said, students are need to bring reusable masks, and then of course the end of the semester is going to be a little bit different as well. Correct.
That is correct. You know, the prediction is that there's going to be another outbreak this fall, and so our goal was to be able to provide the quality, affordable education that we are known for in a timely manner. And so we are extending class times just a little bit each day to allow us to get all of our times in. And we will be ending classes on November 20th, which is the Friday before Thanksgiving. So November 20th, our students will be ending for the semester, and then they will get an extra long Christmas break.
That's almost 2 months, I think, Christmas break. So I know they'll like that. But the school is, like you said, classes start on the 11th, but the school is actually open to the public on August 3rd, right?
That is correct. We have been closed to the public except for by appointment. And as we get closer to the new semester, then we have made the decision to open to the public on August the 3rd. Again, you will be required to wear a mask or encouraged to wear a mask in high traffic areas and whenever social distancing is not allowable.
And speaking of masks in high traffic areas, of course, the dorms are always a high traffic area. Lots of people around there. And but it sounds like you guys will have some testing in partnership with CRMC.
We will. We are super excited about this. You know, dorm life in general can be a challenge. And, you know, we have over 500 students in the dorms, and social distancing is not always the easiest. And so we have partnered with Coffeyville Regional Medical Center to set up testing for the students before they move into the dorms. And so we're actually meeting this morning to line all of that out, because we do have several students. You know, the KDHE has identified hotspot areas, and international students, obviously. And so we want to quarantine those students prior to their being allowed to wander around campus. And so we have procedures in place for that. And we will have students moving in very quickly for that. And CRMC is going to help us out with some testing for them. And then as well, when normal dates are for regular move-in, they will be assisting us with that as well. So that's
a great thing that you guys are teaming up doing that for the dorm residents. And then, of course, you know, we say you're opening on the 3rd to the public, but that will be an in-service day on August 7th.
Absolutely. We have to have a day where we can all get on the same page. Faculty has been, you know, off for the summer for the most part. And so this is the President Thornburg's opportunity to be able to touch base with all of our faculty and staff and to line out what's going to happen for the new year, and folks can ask questions. And so during that time, we do close down campus to allow for that little exercise, and then we'll be back open again that following Monday.
And of course, the big story last week in sports concerning the NJCAA was moving most if not all sports, including the big ones, football, to the springtime.
That's correct. Cross country and golf will be playing this fall. Everyone else will all be playing in the spring, which, as you know, creates some opportunities for the institution to grow a little bit, maybe have some pains, but we're going to adjust and overcome like we always do, and we have been addressing that issue once they made that announcement. So it will be a little different, not going to a fall football game, but our coaches are ready and our faculty, staff, and administration is on it, and so we'll make sure that this spring is going to be the best season ever, and it's going to be a busy one, that's for sure.
Lots of sports going on at the same time, and it's going to be interesting calling a game from Veterans Memorial Stadium in the spring.
Yes.
not used to being there in the spring, usually being there in the fall, so it'll be a little bit different, but still at least we'll have a football season at the very least.
And we're going to hope we don't have any late season snows.
Yes. Oh my goodness, can you imagine that? That'd be fun to watch, because I've seen games in the snow before, but not very fun to go to.
Yeah.
It gets very, very cold for sure. If there's any of the innovations or initiatives, you can find those on the website and social media, correct?
That's correct. We are using our www.coffeeville.edu for the latest announcements coming out from the institution regarding anything COVID related or changes to the institution. You can go to that website, or you can also check out any of our Facebook pages. We share them on all of them that we have, or Instagram or Twitter. And then also, if you have a question, then you're welcome to call the institution. We'd be more than happy to help you.
And one of the last things that you did want to talk about is you guys have been working with high school students for on tech programs, correct?
Well, we're trying to figure out, you know, they're not starting until after Labor Day.
Right.
And so, which is a little different for us. And so our staff and administration have been working with area high schools to make sure that those students that are taking our technical programs are able to get the courses and the seat time that they need to be able to complete those certifications. So we are working with area high schools regarding the schedules. You know, it's just a big change.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of uncertainties right now. And so we are trying to be as on top of it as we possibly can, and trying to be proactive in every situation that we can think of. Of course, we can't think of everything, but we're trying.
Right.
We're trying.
Yeah, it's just a weird time, that's for sure. And school's being pushed back beyond Labor Day. Although, when I was talking last week to Representative Jim Kelly, he says he remembers back when school started after Labor Day, at least, and I do too. I know it's going to be different for the kids nowadays, I don't know when you went to high school, but was that the same thing? You guys started a little bit after Labor Day or right before Labor Day?
You know, I don't really remember, honestly. I don't remember. So I'm old. So we probably did.
Not that
we
old.
We probably started after Labor Day, but I don't remember.
I always remember mine was like right before Memorial Day was the end of school, and right after Labor Day was the start of school. So basically, those two holidays bracketed the summer vacation for me. So that's why I always remember that.
Yeah.
All right, Yvonne. Well, I appreciate you coming in today and talking about what's going on at Coffeeville Community College. Of course, a lot of changes, the semester starting a little bit earlier and ending a little bit earlier, and just I know it's a lot of changes, and as of right now, you guys are still doing face-to-face classes like you said, but if something does change, you guys will be able to switch I assume to online if need be, correct?
If need be, yes. You know, we learned our lesson this spring. We really didn't have a choice, and so Vice President Potter, who is in charge of academics, she and her team worked very quickly and efficiently to get all of our classes online. And made sure that we were coordinating with HLC. You know, we can't just make changes.
Right.
You know, we have an accrediting body, and so we have to make sure that we're adhering to their guidelines. And so they did a great job of keeping us in line and making sure that we were meeting the requirements that we needed to be able to provide that education. So, yes, we will be able to switch to online if need be in most cases.
And it sounded like the response last year when you guys switched online, that you guys did a great job, and it sounded like the response was really, really well. That, and that wasn't easy because you guys had to pretty much turn on a dime pretty much to get that get a lot of those courses online, did you not?
We did. March 19th was a very different day for for us this year. And so, yes, we did. We were able to pull that off, and they have been thinking about that since that time and are prepared for the future if that needs to be. You know, we would prefer the face-to-face. We like to have the students on campus. Our students like to be in the classroom.
Yeah, you get the college atmosphere, you know?
Exactly, exactly. And it's not the same. You know, not everyone is an online student.
I know
myself am not a very good online student.
I know I'm
student,
not. Too much distractions at home.
Yes, exactly. So hopefully we will be able to get through this semester face-to-face, and then spring, we'll just see what the spring semester brings, and we'll just keep rolling with the punches and adapting and overcoming.
Absolutely. Well, Yvonne, again, thank you so much for coming in today. We really do appreciate it, and we will see you again in a couple of weeks.
Yes, you will.
All right. Yvonne Hall from Coffeeville Community College. We appreciate her coming in, and again, we'll see her again in a couple of weeks. We're gonna go ahead and take a break. When we come back, we'll have more news for you coming up here in a few minutes on the Mighty 690 KGGF on this Monday morning.